Lindsay and Whipper.
Nova.
Hey, can we a shout out to Ali Salam from Blacktown? No, Bankstown, sorry.
Yep.
I didn't know this. I heard about this last night. P-plater he was, driving around in an Audi A5.
Oh, jeez.
Got done speeding, sir, which is not good for a P-plater because how many do you get demerits?
Is it 12?
No, you don't get as many, do you?
Wouldn't be full licence.
Because his P-plater...
Get three, DJ. You're going to get three. Three or four.
Three or four.
Right. That's a bit stiff.
Do you still, with P platers, I can't remember, but do you still go by the speeding or
speed limit, yeah.
Speed limits, the top you can do is 80 or 100?
I think it's 90 on a freeway.
Okay. Well, anyway, Ali was doing 226 kilometres an hour in a 70k zone.
That's not what you're looking for.
Got picked up at 2:20 in the morning.
Wow.
And ran a red light before they pulled him over.
What's he like on a bike, Ali?
See, that's just, it's astounding. He's driving an Audi A5 and he's getting it up to 226 Ks at 2:20 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, it's just bad traffic. So if you get a gap in the road and you want to get home quickly. What is he doing?
So that would be instantly licence gone.
Gone.
You wouldn't get that back for a very long time.
No. I remember, what do you have to do to get your car impounded? Remember that was a rule there for a while, that if it was that severe, they'd just take your car off you?
I believe it's 30 kilometres over the limit.
Well, it's Vernoons, isn't it? The guy's doing burnouts and stuff.
Yep.
That as well,
bang,
yes.
Pull them over, take the keys, see you later, guys. Did you see that couple overnight? I don't know where it was. Might have even been in Thailand. And they were getting it on the back of a motorbike.
How?
Without a word of a lie, I read this headline, couple getting it on the back of a motorbike while riding the motorbike. I've never seen anything like it in my life. The woman is sort of lying down on the bike with her head towards the front wheel on her back, right? And then the guy is sort of sitting in position how you would normally sit on a motorbike, but they're both completely nude, so they're going at it while he's driving along at the same time.
That doesn't work.
Sarah, I will show you the footage.
Are you sure you weren't watching that Kim Kardashian Kanye West film clip?
That's what it looks like. Yeah, Bound 2 or whatever it was called. That's exactly what it looks like, and they're going for it. This is a guy with a dash cam, and he's driving up looking at this couple thinking, what is that on the motorbike? What is going on here? And it's actually her legs wrapped around him as they're going for
that
it.
That is a good
unbelievable
effort.
Stuff.
I mean,
try that at 220.
Were they speeding, though?
Speeding, yeah. Their bike was impounded, and there's many jokes I could make, but I'll stop there.
How long did it last?
I really need to know. Oh, see, you really faded out there. Don't look at his disinterest as a sign of whether you should perform or not. Ignore his face.
Well, I've also became bored with this game because I've been winning so much this year in 2017.
Yeah, but you're just copying my guesses and going a month either side.
Rule for today, you've got to go first.
I'll go first every time.
Fitzgerald has to go first. Can he win going first each time?
How
long
did
it last?
I give myself a challenge. Right. It's like when I was dominating at football. Okay, I just go over to the left foot just to make it a bit more of a challenge for myself.
Here we go, guys. Okay, first up today, Nicole Kidman and Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, see, I didn't even know.
Yeah, you found this out the other day. This was back in 2003. This whole thing kicked off when they met in a Manhattan apartment.
Well, the story was the other day that no one knew, but they were engaged.
Spot on. 3 months after the relationship started.
What?
3 months after the relationship started,
they
were
engaged.
That is not an indicator of how long it lasted.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Well, I'm going to say 9 months.
I'm going to need an answer.
Throwing it out there. A year.
Ooh. You think you're so good, Sarah.
It was 10 months. Frizzy's off to a start. Frizzy's off. Sarah.
I don't like this game anymore.
Hey, I've got my hand out here to help you, Sarah. Let's just see what we can work
50
through.
Out from the boundary on his left. He slotted it.
Bang. All right, Russell Crowe, Danielle Spencer. How long did it last? Of course, they've got two great kids.
11 years.
Ooh. I mean, I gave you the option to go first, but if you want to jump the gun, Sarah, feel free. 11 years.
I'm going to go 12 years in.
Oh, it's like six, isn't it?
was 9 years. Oh, well, yes. Done, Sarah McGilvray. Bang, you're on the board, honey. All right, chin is up, chest is out. Here we go.
What?
Honey.
Huh? You bet, baby. All right.
Oh, great.
You're the manuka honey of the team.
Yeah,
now
you
this
are.
Segment's
you're the,
tainted.
You are the best honey in the studio.
You have medicinal purposes.
Mm-hmm. Although I'm getting sicker by the minute. Kate Hudson and Lance Armstrong. Now, you're a big Lance Armstrong fan.
Yeah.
You cheat. How long did this last? So they started dating back in 2008.
Wasn't he with Sheryl Crow? Are you sure you got the right person?
No, Hudson. Kate Hudson. He was with Sheryl Crow. That's correct as well.
How long?
Apparently,
did he...
she was too needy, and that's why they broke up.
I'm going to say a year.
How long did he last with steroids? Or
No, with steroids. Okay, what do you want to go with, Sarah? What are you looking at? A year, 12 months.
I'll say 6 months.
Damn it. Fitzy's won that.
Ferozzi. It was 3 months. Oh, Sarah, if you have
not
heard...
That's not even a relationship worth mentioning.
If you haven't heard about the relationship, right, you would suggest that it's not going to be a year or you might be across it. Just think about your thinking.
Okay, well...
I'm trying to help you here.
Because if I keep losing, this segment will disappear?
No.
Tour de Ferozzi.
Not bad. Hey? On drugs again. Johnny Depp and Kate Moss. Do you remember this one?
Oh, yeah. That was a beautiful
relationship. How long did that last? Started in 1994.
And you know what? Part-time models put up on their Instagram account, they still put up photos of when Kate Moss and Johnny Depp were together. Like the perfect couple.
Yeah, right. Well, when they started out, she said, I knew it at the first moment we were talking, we were going to be together. Johnny Depp, Kate Moss.
Johnny Depp,
Kate
Moss.
I'm going to say 4 years.
What would you like to lock in, Ryan?
2 years.
It's 4 years. Sarah McGilvray back in the game. Means we come down to a dead heat. One to go here.
But
in how long
time,
did it last?
Guys,
yes, we do. We
coming
have
up next.
Got plenty of time. Justin Timberlake.
And Britney.
And Fergie. Back in 1996.
Not the royal.
Not Sarah Ferguson. Black Eyed Peas Fergie.
They were never together. This is made up.
This is not made up. What I can tell you, Sarah, this was before Britney Spears. She was 23. He was 16.
He was still in the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah, they went out. How long did it last?
I'll say 1.5 months.
Oh. What would you like to
just 6 weeks.
I just love how particular you are.
1 month. He can't figure it out when we do this.
It was 6 months. Frozzy, you've got it. You've got it. I argue that
relationship never happened.
I really need to know.
I'm Googling now.
Google it right now.
That was a really good
segment
while it lasted. I really enjoyed it.
Great game, and it'll be back again next week. Shout out to the tradies this morning in 13-24-10. If there's been an accident downstairs, you know what I'm talking about, where you've had to take yourself to the hospital with a bit of an embarrassing emergency. This was a bloke yesterday in Swansea, Sam Rees. He's a tradie, mate. He's a chippy. So he's got out his nail gun. He's just doing a bit of framing, you know, standard stuff. Unfortunately, and I don't know how he's done this, he's pulled the trigger. He's mistimed it on his hydraulic handgun, and it's hit him just above the old tackle, just amongst his short and curlies there. You'll see it.
Wait up. Don't you have to press down on a nail gun for it to go off?
You do. So unless
why would you be pressing down on your agates?
I don't know. Unless it's slid off something or misfired. Like if you shot it, if you're on a weird angle or you're framing and you were firing towards yourself and it went through the bit of wood.
You sure it wasn't Johnny Knoxville?
It wasn't Johnny Knoxville. Not Jackass, I promise. They're not filming in Australia at the moment. So the poor guys had to go to hospital. It was a 90 millimetre nail.
Oh.
Right? It's embedded 70 mil into his region.
Well, you instantly get worried about having children and stuff like that. They're the things that you need to worry
about.
Well,
there's a main vein there too. I mean, an artery, should I say.
Oh.
Wrong sort of word.
Do you know, I played cricket with a guy called Keith Irvington, and Keith got hit in the box. You know, Sarah, you know, you wear a protective box.
A cup.
And it was it hit it so hard that it split the box, right?
Yeah.
So it split it in half and opened up as the impact of the ball hit it. And, you may have heard about stuff like this before, Matty DeGroote, with cricket. his old fella actually went into the gap of the box and it closed up again and pinched it.
You're kidding me.
And he couldn't get it off. Could not get it off. He had to go to the hospital.
At least he was wearing a box. When I got hit years ago, which is still causing issue, I wasn't wearing a box then.
That's silly.
Amateur.
See, I had a friend the other day who was trying to close a gate on the outside of his property, and he decided instead of go the long way up the drive and around that he would just step over the fence that they had, and it was just a wire fence. Yeah. But what he did was an electric fence. He went and got two ladders and walked up. He walked up one, put the other ladder on the other side, so he would just step over from one ladder to the next. As he went to step over, the second ladder got the wobbles on the other side, and he came down on the electric fence, and it split it open.
Oh, no.
My God. Straight to hospital.
Matty in Richmond, what happened to you, Matty?
When I was about 10 years old, I was at a mate's place going down his slide into a pool and felt a bit of a pain in the downstairs area. After having a look around, we found that there was a paper wasp nest underneath the slide, and I actually got stung in the downstairs area.
Jeez, Matty, what are the chances?
But, I mean, what a great effort by the wasp. Okay, guys, here he comes, here he comes.
Get him.
Got him.
Jeez, was there a fair bit of swelling, Matty?
Yes, there was. Quite a bit.
Oh, man, get me an ice pack now. Thanks, buddy.
Chris in St. Clair. What happened to you, Chris?
I was in the throes of a girl, and I snapped a tendon down below.
Oh, I've heard about this before.
I have heard about that.
Because you can't, it is a muscle, right? Okay, yeah. So then in that moment, is it very painful, Chris?
Yeah, it was very painful, and you could hear it snap too.
You could hear it? It'd be like your Achilles, wouldn't it? You just look behind you. What was that? I thought I'd been kicked.
Straight to the bar for some ice.
Gee whiz.
Jess in Kurnell, what happened to your boyfriend, Jess?
Hey, boys. Hi. My boyfriend was playing baseball, and he went into a cushion and fell on his ball and, blew up like a big mango.
You did not want the avocado. Sarah, on a lighter note, I mean, have you ever cooked with chili and then scratched yourself?
No.
I did that once when I tried to help out at a friend's place that we'd been invited for dinner. Mm. And I'm simply chopping up the chilies, then went to the bathroom, came back and realised my crutch was on fire.
Oh, that's...
My
that
God,
just
that is...
no sense. Why wouldn't you wash your hands?
Well, I had, but I obviously didn't realise.
See, can I ask you, because actually talking of baseball, because a girl that at our high school got hit in baseball, because knackering, when you get hit down there, it's very painful. But a girl told me that if you get a good hit to one of your boobs, that's like a knackering feeling for a girl.
It does hurt. I don't think it would be the same level of pain.
Because it takes your breath away, doesn't it?
Oh, man.
Like to be hit there. I remember Richard Turner, a guy I used to wrestle with in the street, lived a few doors down. And one time did that.
You used to wrestle with Richard Turner. In an official capacity?
We used to just sort of hang out in the street, get into rumbles.
It's called a relationship. Yeah,
it's not a relationship. There was no cubby houses.
You're so open-minded.
One time, he did the Daniel LaRusso, right, at the end of Karate Kid and got me square between the legs, and I'll never forget that pain.
Oh.
And so, hang on, after school, you would just have wrestles?
We would just wrestle. Yeah, just the boys. All the guys are welcome back to my place to wrestle.
I love that you persisted. You persisted
with the story. I'm not
going to stop. We all stop way back when you were wrestling with him.
Wrestling with the old Richard Turner.
Are you okay now, though, Matty? You mentioned things weren't okay.
No, I never got it operated on.
You didn't, so
the avocado remains.
Oh, man. Yeah. Hope you're enjoying your breakfast this morning.
This Sunday night on Foxtel's Arena, 8:30, it's the Real Housewives of Sydney. We'll be meeting some of these ladies.
My lips may be fake, but they always speak the truth.
The hardest role I've ever played is just being me.
And those two ladies there are Melissa Couts and Maddie.
Morning.
Morning.
Well, Melissa, I haven't seen you since the Ed Sheeran concert.
Oh, my God.
You were there at the Opera House?
You scored tickets to the Opera House.
Yes, and I'm still buzzing about it. I was there with my husband, and he looked at me and he goes, "How did you score tickets to this?" He goes, "You must be really important." Thank you. Finally, after 11 years, 7 years of 8 years of marriage, thank you. You're finally realizing it.
That's what it took.
I'm telling you, it was.
Yeah, wasn't it amazing?
I was so grateful to be there, and what an amazing performance. But what an amazing just experience, and even for the fans.
Yep.
Yeah, it's huge.
It was huge, and because it was such a just. you know, how many people were there?
Yeah, yeah. No, intimate show.
It was such an intimate show. You felt as though he was playing for you in your lounge room. Like, yeah. It was so surreal.
Onto your show. Are you girls ready for this?
No.
I mean, do you know that as of Sunday night, I mean, Maddie, we're talking about paparazzi and it will now be following you down the street. There's nowhere you can't go without all your designer clothes on and... You'll be a target.
Well, thank God I dress well.
Yeah, that's right.
I like to look at a photo of myself. Yeah. I was admiring myself on Anzac Bridge, by the way.
You're a beauty therapist. You're known as the Botox Queen.
Yeah, I am not actually a beauty therapist. Right. I have been given the title of beauty expert because I do a lot of beauty topics on the morning show.
Oh, beautiful.
And I also, my background is I'm a registered nurse and I work in cosmetic, but they keep on referring to me as beauty therapist.
How much have you spent on your face?
Luckily for me, because working in the industry, don't pay for it. But if God, if I paid for it, my God, I don't think I could afford it.
Yeah, right.
Like Maddie, I wouldn't look like this at all.
Maddie, your lips are really quite something,
aren't
they?
My lips are really real.
They're big. They're really big.
I know, they're big.
Like, you know what it's like from a bloke's point of view? Sometimes.
So are my boobs, by the way. Oh, sorry.
She's
people
got
are listening.
Good boobs. She's got really good boobs. I often are looking
Thank
at
you,
your
Melissa.
Boobs. But I tell you that all the time.
So you look at my boobs more than my
I
face?
Do. No, I look at your boobs. I know, isn't that tragic? Sorry.
Well,
you got good boobs, Maddie. You got a beautiful face,
well, thank
but I really
you.
Love your boobs.
Well, thank you so much.
Do you
want
to pay
Melissa.
A compliment back, Maddie?
I would not share a bed with you, though.
But see, there's
She's scared I'm going to frisk her.
There's a lot of compliments going on here. But we heard that there's not in the first episode.
Oh, God.
There's fireworks going off. Lisa Oldfield, who's married, I think her quote, Lisa Oldfield's quote was, filming this series, the only way I could do it was being high on Endone. I thought she would have to do that to be married to David Oldfield.
I'm staying away from that.
But is she the firecracker? Is she the one that we need to look out for?
You know what? I actually like Lisa. Lisa's quite, she's a very, very intelligent lady.
Yes.
And
she's
very intelligent.
The only thing is she is very witty. That's the best way to say it. She does like to stir the pot.
Yep.
And she has no filter. She has no filter. She doesn't care what people think about it. Mm. That's who she is.
Does anyone ask her about her husband hooking up with Pauline Hanson?
God, I really don't want to know. It's a breakfast TV. Can you imagine Pauline Hanson and, sorry, David Oldfield, but you two in bed together, I can't think of anything worse.
Doesn't paint a great picture.
I like you as a person, but I don't want to see you naked.
In this series...
At least she's honest.
Is there any, do you girls get physical? Is there anyone like, I saw there's a lot of champagne being thrown at each other.
This season hasn't been, on topic of physical, yes, I have actually been pushed by one of the ladies.
Oh, God, okay.
Well, I'll go and push it back, but then I decide I'm not going to continue going any further.
That could have got really ugly.
It was ugly.
We don't want to give away too much, but it's full on. Like, there was no one held back, put it that way.
Has any of the girls in the show not had plastic surgery?
I think most people have had plastic surgery.
What woman over 35 has not had plastic surgery?
Darling, I run my business on plastic.
Is that a serious question?
Non-invasive cosmetic work.
Hey,
plastic surgery, like Botox and fillers, and isn't everyone's doing that? Young teenagers are doing that.
I was actually looking
days.
At you it's both, boys, thinking you could both be a candidate
for a bit
of a jab.
She could come in
you
and
could
do
look
it
better
live
with
on
bigger
air.
Lips.
Well, Maddie, sit back and listen to this because we've got a request for Melissa.
Uh-oh.
What we want to do,
because
you've only just started the series, so we've got a bit of time to do this.
Okay, I'm terrified.
Sing.
It's okay.
Now, a good mate of mine, he's pulled out. He doesn't want to do it, but he was in the original. We want to recreate something.
Oh, God, what?
See, you want to do.
This is Melissa's song.
I still perform it.
How high did this get on the charts?
It went to number one, but I still perform it in clubs.
Do you remember the two blokes that were in the film clip?
Yeah.
Yeah, who? Come on.
Simon Baker was one of them.
No, that was the second one, wasn't it?
No,
no it was.
Simon Baker from The Mentalist was in your film clip.
I know, I dated Simon.
Did you?
Wow.
He's a good-looking rooster.
Yeah, he is. I was infatuated with him.
So you met him
gorgeous.
On the film clip and then hooked up with him?
Yes.
How long for?
I introduced him to Forrest Redlich and Forrest Redlich put him on E Street.
Wow.
Yeah, but we were dating, yeah.
How long did you date for?
On and off for a year and a half.
There's a bombshell.
Yeah, there you go.
We want to recreate a little bit of that film clip because it's sort of
but
just...
But do you want to be the dancer boys or do you want to be the model?
We want to be the dancer boys. Do you remember who the other one was?
There was...
do you remember the other guy?
Yeah, he went on. I worked with him later on
What's
Paradise
his name?
Beach. Oh, I don't know.
Tommy Williams, wasn't it? Tommy Williams, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, no, I was thinking of somebody else.
Were you thinking of someone else?
Yeah.
Did you hook up with him?
Well, no.
We want to be the Tommy Williams and Simon Baker. We'll let you stew on that.
But they're not the dancer boys. They're the models.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be the models then.
See, you either want to be in the black and the white, or was that a different film clip? See, I'm clueless. It's too early for me. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I want to see what you've got.
Well, no, we'll speak to you girls again throughout the series.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're just excited about the first episode on Sunday night. But let's stew on this. And we'll come back and we'll work something out.
I'm very scared.
So am I.
Good luck, girls. 8:30 Sunday night. Fox Hills Arena. Melissa and Maddie, thanks.
Thank you.
Test, test. Test. Ooh. And now it's time for Tom, the overweight-looking Russell Brand producer. Time. Tom time.
Tom the tall man Taylor.
Like that? Hi, Fitzy. Hi, Whipper. Hi, Sarah. Nice to see you guys.
You been to Parrots?
Have I been? No.
Your hairdressers, your hair salon.
I need to book in this
more
week.
More and more, I find myself walking behind a middle-aged woman, and I think it's you.
Yeah.
More and more. You've got sort of a woman's body.
Would you? And this is another thing that a lot of people don't know. Tom has never had a clean shave of his face there. How long, Tom, are we talking?
Well, 10 years.
So you clip it like a half or number one?
A half fits.
Why don't you go clean? You look fresh.
Yeah, I look like a baby. Yeah.
And how much do you look like your wife's mother as well? She has the same haircut.
Yeah, we did get...
She does. Remember that photo from behind?
In a shop.
Tell the difference.
In a shop once before.
Identical.
You two ladies going? Her sometimes, thinking that she's hooking up with her mum.
The minute she rubs the back of his head... Oh, Mum, what are you doing in here?
We are in the middle of Tom time. Hi, my name is Tom, and I have three incriminating questions. The answer is either Fitzy or Whipper. Win Tiny Temper tickets this morning. Good morning, Jess. You're up first. How are you?
Good, thank you.
All right, Jess. Tom time.
Got
to
get the third one correct, Jess.
Keeping it simple for question number one. Okay, Jess, good luck. Who is so lazy that this week he has eaten Uber Eats 5 nights in a row? 5 nights in a row, only Uber Eats. Would that be Fitzy or Whipper?
Whipper.
Correct.
Oh, mate, Tommy, you cannot start
so
with
lazy.
You can't start with a food-based question. Why because not? It always just defaults to me.
You're talking 5 nights, dude. Yeah. That's really disappointing, mate.
Oh, mate, I've just been really busy. We've all been busy. Lisa's been sick. Kids are sick. So just pushing through. And when you get that
pretty
knock at the door...
Pretty easy to get a couple of chicken breasts, mate, and some chicken tonight. You know what I mean?
But when you can sit there and see it coming towards you, you'd like the excitement builds. And then you hit... Come to my door and bang, they're there.
All right, mate. Question number two. Now, Jess, this one happened last week. Who forced Mandy Moore to change her entire interview schedule because he ran late for the interview? He was at home playing with his dog. Would that be Fitzy or would that be Whipper?
Oh, dear.
Whipper.
It was actually Fitzy. Whipper doesn't have a dog.
This is a bloke, Jess, who started a rumour about him and Mandy Moore hooking up years ago and then turns up late for the chat.
Well, I was 2 minutes late and she was actually on time. Apologies to Mandy Moore. We've got Wayne from Quakers Hill. Good morning, Wayne-o.
Oh, Wayne.
Yes, well done. And the catchphrase. The catchphrase is right there.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, great. Now, Wayne, if you get this correct, you take home Tiny Temper tickets. If you don't, Michael from Kings Langley does.
All right, Tommy, fire away.
Who has been asking team members, or actually, who's been asking everyone around the office to put him in a headlock so he can show off his martial arts skills? He hasn't asked me.
I'll do it.
Yeah, you didn't ask me. I'll give it a crack.
Whipper.
Yeah, absolutely. Wayne, he walks around the office going, "Put me in a headlock. Put me in a headlock. I'll get out of it."
Sorry, Wayne. I'll just jump in. It's actually a chokehold. Look, I do a Burmese martial art called Arakan. I'm armed. I must warn anybody that's coming at you. That's the legal responsibility I have now that I'm a weapon.
I'll do it. I'll put you in a headlock.
You just stay way over there.
I'll put you to sleep in 6 seconds.
Just stay way over there. Good on you, Wayne.
Wayne, congratulations. Stay on the line. We'll get your details.
What's the latest from the Brit Awards, sir?
Yeah, it's kicked off, guys, in spectacular fashion. So we'll start with the red carpet. Obviously, you know, Ed Sheeran, Ellie Goulding, Rita Ora, Bruno Mars, Katy Perry. The list goes on. Ellie Goulding looking... I don't know how I'd classify her dress. It's black. It's very... a very deep neckline. I don't know.
Do you reckon she says hello to Ed Sheeran? Do you reckon they say hello to each other? Because we know that he wrote the song Don't. And wasn't it about Ellie Goulding?
Yep.
Apparently. It was never confirmed.
Do you reckon it'd be interesting to see if they do acknowledge each other?
I don't think so anymore.
No, I think they would. Ed's not like that.
Oh, she nicked off with one of the 1D boys. And
well, one to have a look at on the red carpet. She looks stunning. Rita Ora has this amazing strapless dress on.
Lucky to get an invite?
What do you mean?
What's going on with Rita Ora these days?
Yeah, Rita really hasn't brought out any music lately, has she?
She's been working in 50 Shades Darker. She stars in that.
Oh, that's true. That's a movie.
So what, she's not a singer? Well, no, she is a singer, Whips. She has lots of things that are big in the
UK. Put my hand up there, Sue?
Yeah.
Stick to the one thing that you're good at.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Singing.
Yeah.
Think how many people cross over. How many models have you seen? Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, don't do car films.
Yeah.
You're a model. Mm. Close your mouth.
Do you reckon the record company would be pretty stoked when she says, guys, I think I might I might do 50 Shades Darker instead of bringing out a new album for you?
Well, yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, go for it, Rita.
50 Shades Darker brought back a few memories for Josiah, who works on the show.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Some awards already. Emily Sandé has won Best British Female Solo Artist.
Well,
she beat Ellie Goulding. The 1975 got Best British Group. David Bowie, posthumously. Is that how you say that word? Posthumously?
I'm not going to even comment.
I know you're not. I'll look to Fitzy, but that's actually
not a thing. I'll go with that one, Sarah. It sounded great to me.
Best British Male Solo Artist. So many performances are going to be happening tonight. Little Mix have already taken the stage. This was some of them. This is a shout-out to my ex.
This is a shout-out to my ex. Shout-out to my ex.
I think that...
Ooh.
Now, these girls looked amazing on the red carpet. Unconfirmed.
Ooh,
but
well
they
done,
looked
Sue.
Amazing. Jade actually had, though, on the red carpet a little bit of a fail. She had the Chrissy Teigen, the high slit dress, and
undies.
It slipped a little bit to the side.
Come on, girls, you're better than that.
One that's very exciting, though, there are a lot of rumours swirling around. Apparently, One Direction, including Zayn, will make a huge announcement at the end of the Brit Awards.
Get
so in the
town.
Next two or so hours.
Ow.
Some are saying they're going to reform. Others are saying that Harry Styles will make his solo debut on stage.
Wow. Oh. Commitment to the industry will stay on air till that announcement.
Wow.
So
how long to go?
Is there anything else that you can hook later on in our show? No.
What do you mean? Oh, guys, Sebastian's got a new song.
One new song?
Yep.
Are we going to be playing a new song?
We might. That's all I can say about that, Fitzy.
Oh, Sarah.
Watch this space,
tell me more,
everyone.
Tell me more. Well, you can't. That's called a hook in the industry, guys.
Is it?
Yeah.
You
it's
don't know anything about the industry.
Teaser.
The fact that you have a job is a joke.
It's more of an uppercut, to be honest. Yeah.
Wow.
In some other news, guys, the paparazzo who Britney Spears attacked with an umbrella during that meltdown in 2007, he is selling the item. I absolutely love this. He's selling the brolly.
He should start his own umbrella. He should start his own range. Yep.
Brolly's
by Britney.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Brolly's by Britney.
That you can actually open up and use to keep the rain off your head, but also use as a weapon.
It's got a knife on the end. It's like a bayonet.
That sounds a bit dangerous. I wouldn't be putting a knife on
the
edge of an umbrella.
How much, should we buy it?
Should we buy the brolly? No price on it yet. He's just said it's going up. Britney hasn't commented on it, but I reckon the hype around it will be pretty huge.
Let's get it.
And finally, jump on our social media if you want to see Katy Perry's new film clip. It is amazing. Do you remember when she did California Girls with Snoop Dogg and it was all gummy bears and so much stuff?
Yeah,
she does love a full-blown video clip. Anyway, this one, obviously, for Chained to the Rhythm, is even better.
It's all miniature? There's one they're playing on Channel V at the moment. There's Chained to the Rhythm and it's all miniature. It's in a kitchen, but it's a miniature kitchen. So a huge hand comes in, a human hand, and they cook meals on this little miniature oven.
I haven't seen it.
And cooktop.
No.
Are you sure you're watching the right thing?
Yeah,
has she got a novelty bra on in this new one?
No, there isn't. But the costumes are amazing. She's in a petrol station at one point and somebody drinks out of this beaker and then sets their mouth on fire.
No, just
it's
be
amazing.
Careful. Just be really careful with
anyway, have a look.
Shouldn't do that.
Now, look, for a majority of Australians, you know, there's people out there that want to buy big brands there, but you can't go in there. They're just too expensive. they've brought out a list of some of the huge brands around the world and what they do with sporting goods. Because it's like, you know, when you go into Tiffany and Co.
All the time.
And yeah. A majority of people that go into Tiffany and Co. just look for the $200 range that could buy someone for a gift.
Still
a
comes in ring. A little blue box.
But you know what? If I'm going to buy a half moon pendant, I'd rather go to Goldmart or something like that. You know
sure,
what I mean?
Or
a Zammels.
Yeah, where you want real quality.
See, it's just, and it's like we went to a 40th last week. Happy 40th to Sarah as well. And she likes Louis Vuitton, but you go in there and there's at the low price range. It's just, I look at it and I go, do you really want something like that?
Yeah, not
you need
nice.
To spend something like $5,000 to $10,000 to get the good little wallets and
you
stuff.
You know what I didn't realise, and I mean I've never even thought about it, so why it would have dawned on me, I don't know why, but you know Chanel, right? They make fancy handbags and stuff. They do things, say, where they'll
they
make
they do perfume as well, don't they?
They do Chanel. Yeah.
Number 5.
Chanel.
Yeah, number 5. They will do, say, 25 of the one bag, and they won't produce any more for that year. So the demand will be through the roof. So they have this constant supply of people wanting to spend X amount on a bag they can't get their hands on. And year
exclusive.
After year, they're trying to get the bag. So they have this feeding pit of people wanting their product. Don't
were
make any more.
Were you in Chanel shopping for my birthday gift?
Guilty.
Wait.
I got you Chanel number 1.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay, which is not
5.
Even out.
It's just 1/5 of the bottle.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Let's talk about the 1% because these are some of the huge brands that do sporting goods. Do you know that Saint Laurent do roller skates?
No.
They're $2,000 a pair. Classic red and black leather. Justin Bieber's got a pair.
Roller skates or roller blades? There's
roller
a big
skate.
Difference.
Roller skates.
I think they're really dangerous. The four wheels together that rather than in a row like in a roller blade.
I remember they look complicated.
Heather Graham in Boogie Nights, Roller Girl.
How do you forget that?
Chanel surfboards.
Yes, I've seen that.
So if you're heading down to Bondi, you've just got your Chanel surfboard.
So popsy. Hey,
how long do you reckon? How far down the beach do you reckon you'd get with a Chanel surfboard before you'd have some bloke from Bankstown come up and give you one?
I don't reckon if you get into trouble down at Bondi with your Chanel surfboard, don't look to the rescue boys. They're not going to be there.
They're $14,990.
Well, that's money well spent,
what
really.
What for, though?
Beyonce sang about one. Giselle, she modelled it. Now, Apple Watches, they're out at the moment. I mean, Apple Watches, look, if you save up, they're actually affordable and you can get different bands. But Hermes have jumped on board and you can buy an Hermes Apple Watch now. So basically all it is, it's the same watch, the face of the watch, Sarah, but you're just getting an Hermes band.
Getting a Hermes band.
That.
Is it Hermes?
Hermes.
No, Hermes.
Hermes?
No, it's Hermes.
It's a silent H.
That's $2,000 just for the band.
Do you know what?
Come on, man.
Do you know what they sell that shop? I went in there once. There's one on the corner in the city across from Hyde Park.
Yes.
They sell riding saddles. So like horse riding
saddles. That's another one. They're $8,000 for some saddles.
Who goes, oh, God, I'm going to get into horse riding. What do I need? I got a horse. I got a float. I got the paddock and everything sorted. Now I need a saddle. Where do I go?
Yeah, I know where. Hermes.
Of course. Man. The only place for saddles.
It's so comfortable for the horse
I'm
as well.
I'm off to Randwick.
Okay, yeah. How much do they sell? $8,000 for those. Alexander Wang jump ropes, if you want to go skipping.
No
way. They're $230. $230 for a skipping rope.
For a bit of rope.
You know, there's one man that's been extremely quiet throughout this entire conversation.
Oh,
how much did you spend on a pillow?
Don't.
You bought your wife.
Don't.
Oh, this is great.
You bought your wife
this is great.
A pillow
years ago.
From where?
Mm. A Chanel cushion.
Drum roll, please.
Don't. No, I don't.
How big is it first?
Wowzers.
It's like your normal cushion size.
How much?
$600.
Oh! You have no respect for the dollar.
You are getting paid too much here at Nova.
They don't do lay-by at Chanel either.
Why would they lay-by? Anyone who wants that item can pay in
cash,
she's
just been talking about it for so long.
A cushion, mate. You don't look at it. You sit on it.
Does she sit on it or does she have it put away somewhere?
It's put away.
Of course it is. Wow. You've got a kid.
It's not even on the couch.
Does she, like, when you go to a formal event, does she just have it with her or with
BYO
her dress?
Cushion.
What have you got
the
there?
Park? Is that a new handbag? No, it's a Chanel cushion.
And I love to lie down anywhere I want.
Yeah. Louis Vuitton skateboard. You can get a 3-pack for $72,000.
Come on.
Hey, Louis, go and get stuffed, mate. I'm not paying that.
You tell him, mate.
Why do you need a 3-pack skateboard?
And the last one, Chanel do tennis rackets. Come on, mate.
Come on. That's
they're
just ridiculous.
Into sport.
If you well, they're not. It just stick to what you do, right? If you are the best at making tennis rackets, then do tennis rackets.
Or just bring out a cheaper range. No.
What you else? What about those shoes you bought your wife, Tommy?
Oh, the Valentino ones.
Yeah. Don't
those?
You start because
well, look at him.
Don't wait up.
He's mouthing at me.
Wait up.
He's mouthing very colourful swear words at me.
If he has to announce one, you've got to announce the most you've paid for a handbag for your wife.
Yeah, how
mate?
About the black Chanel you got Lisa?
Black it was Chanel. What did you pay for that?
$300.
Oh, no, you didn't, mate. You've never been to Bali in your life.
Here's a place I'm not going. The Maple Bar in Canberra. Don't know if you've heard of it. Pretty cool spot. They've got some new rules, though, which is interesting.
Good nightlife in Canberra.
I have never been out in Canberra. Full stop.
Yeah, it's not bad. The Peking Duck Boys are from Canberra. They used to DJ. They used to have a residency there. They used to go off.
I saw a photo of the Peking Duck Boys. I'm not sure which one it was. Overnight. And they were DJing. One of them was dancing, though. And he was completely nude.
Yeah, that was Ruben.
Completely nude. And I just thought, you boys are on fire.
Loose.
But I was upset because they chose to put the poo emoji over the crotch area. I don't know why they had to choose that emoji. Would have gone with something else.
Yeah, okay.
Let's get back to the Maple Bar. The dress code means you've got to wear a formal shirt and pants and jacket. Very stylish bar, the Maple Bar. Here's the interesting rule, though. They've brought in a formal rule that no man is allowed to approach a woman.
Oh, wow.
Girls look at it as a safe place to come for a drink. If by chance a man is lucky enough to be approached by a woman at the Maple Bar, he must speak to her as if he would speak to his mother.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
How do you
leave me alone, Mum.
Like, yeah.
And that Christmas present was crap.
But that's why a lot of girls do go to gay bars, don't they, Sarah? Because they feel safe that they're not going to be picked up.
Yeah, but that theory doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
But yes, you're right, Fitz, you do. When you're with a group of girls and you have no intention but to have a good night, the music is always better at gay bars.
That's
generally.
Right.
Yeah, but then the guys, just the straight guys, start to follow where the girls will be. It's like
they
ladies' day at the races. Turns into blokes' day because they're all looking for the ladies. Mm. I don't understand how this would possibly work because it might be natural that you would just start conversation. It's normal to engage in conversation if you were there and you happened to bump into a group of people. How's your night going? I wouldn't say that to my mum.
For a guy, it's not a bad challenge. Go there with the lads, right? Mm-hmm. You have a couple of drinks. Obviously, you're not allowed to look or flirt or anything like that. And the challenge would be is, you know, who is going to get approached first, sir? A girl comes over, starts talking to, say, me.
Yeah, yeah.
Then what's the rule? I've got to talk like I'm talking to my mum. So I just say, yep, I've cleaned my teeth.
Yep. Everything's going well.
Actually, can
Homework's
you just...
done.
Yeah, mum, just can... I've put my undies in there. Can you just wash them as well? There's a couple of skitties in those.
I'm off to Coachella. Can you look after the kids?
Yep.
Your poor mother.
Yep. Mum, can you pick me up from work on Thursday night?
I need
a lift home.
Yep. Simple as that. I mean, if you're talking to a girl, right, and it's going well, and you think it's going to go further, just so the bar staff don't get in the way, do you have to take her outside to maybe kiss her, Sarah? What do you think?
You do not go outside a bar with a stranger.
And then
do you
the
kiss
guy
her?
Says to you, let's go outside. No.
Do you kiss her like you kiss your mum?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. So it's very intimate.
Very
on the back, two hands on the back of the
and,
head.
And then if she says that you're allowed to go home with her.
Yep.
When you get there, she tucks you into bed.
Which is really weird.
Puts milk
and she reads you a story. And the dad comes around.
Tell me more.
All right, Gemma from Jurals on the line. Hi, Gem, how are you?
Pretty good, how are you?
All right, Gem, we're going to go around the room. We're going to give you the headline. You've got to decide what you want to hear more about, okay?
Nothing.
Who would you like to go first, Gemma?
I'll go you,
Fitzy. Okay, I'm going to kick it off. Here we go. My headline reads, young girl contacts policeman for help, but for what leaves him red-faced?
Oh, that's got a question mark on it.
Okay.
Got no idea what it means.
All right, Sarah McGilvray.
All right, headline reads, what Prince William and Kate have been banned from doing will make you sad.
Tell me more.
I can't get out of my car.
MDG.
Headline reads, a favourite food may be banned in Iceland. What will shock you?
Whoa!
You guys don't care.
Whoa.
I don't believe that. I don't feel it. Thank you, mate.
All right, here we go. The headline reads, a boy was bitten by a dog, passes out, and woke up where? Well, it's up to Gemma. It is up to Gemma. What do you want to hear more of?
I got some good contenders here, but
I think I'm going to have to go with you, Whipper.
Oh! I mean, where did he wake up? This boy was 17 years old. Unfortunately, he was bitten by a lethal dog. I didn't know there were killer dogs out there that had a bite, a poisonous bite. No, this is what it goes on to say here.
No dogs have a poisonous
Was
bite.
It just where the boy was bitten?
No.
Did the dog have rabies?
No, well, it must have had something.
Was
I don't know
actually
what.
Actually, a spider.
Dressed as a dog. Yeah. Yeah, I bought a dog suit.
This story's questionable.
Anyway, the poor kid, mate, he got very sick. It was about a month beforehand that he got bitten and he ended up in hospital. And you know what? They called the parents in and said, we're going to flick off the life support. There's no hope here.
Oh, no.
Parents got around and said, well, we should fire up the funeral. Get everyone. Right?
Fire up the funeral.
Yeah.
Oh, poor choice.
Get on
was
Facebook.
Was he being cremated?
I think so.
Right,
yeah. Okay. Oh, go with the eight burner. Fire it up. Okay. The old turbo. And
well, obviously this ends well, or else we wouldn't be able to tell these jokes.
Well, you're right. So they got on Facebook, sent a message out to all the family, doing a funeral. Come round, got sandwiches, drinks back at our place afterwards. Anyway, old mate, the 17-year-old boy. He wakes up on the way to the funeral, not dead.
In the coffin?
In the coffin.
And knocks on it.
Yep.
That's not bad.
Have you done the sandwiches yet?
But you know
how...
Are
we still going back to my place?
You know how a
funeral... Who turned off that machine?
You know how a funeral is a celebration of their life? Mm. That just kicks into another gear,
doesn't it?
Because you're going there going, okay, I'm going to have a few tears today. Sad day, but we'll have a drink for him at the wake.
Yep.
And then and he's 17. So imagine his 17-year-old mate's going, boom.
Unbelievable. I reckon the first word.
All the Mississippi moonshine we're on, man.
His first word when he came out of the coffin would have been Kentucky. Just let me get busy living.
No,
you know
that
what I mean?
Remember the story over in Africa of the guy who woke up at his own funeral? And was so freaked out, Sarah, got out of the coffin,
oh, no.
Ran out going, what is going on here? Freaking out, ran across the road, got hit by a bus.
Hate that.
That
Wouldn't
story
that?
Fits you. So where did you read that story?
They had to pick him back up and
put him back in
and go again.
I don't believe
no,
that.
No, it was. Yeah. It's a true story.
No, it's not. You made
My
that
My Nigerian
up.
Wife emailed it to me. Love getting this man on every single time. It's the magnificent guy, Sebastian.
Welcome, buddy.
Hey.
Mate,
hello.
Fresh from a performance last night. You're out on the harbour somewhere, weren't you?
I was on the island for the hit. It was pretty awesome, actually, with the sunset happening and performing on this tiny little island. It was awesome.
Oh, beautiful sunset last night. Guy, did you perform the new single, Mind on You?
I did, which I'm pretty excited about. I just announced that's the... new single, just shot the video for it. Actually, Whipper, I just flicked you a couple of pictures from the set, so you'll get them soon. But, I played a few different characters, which is a first for me. So I played my own love interest.
Would you end up making out with yourself?
Pretty much.
Well, why not?
Mate, is it true that you spent like 2 years writing this new album and then after you just realised that some of it you didn't like, so you dumped a majority of it. Is that correct?
Yeah, all of it, really. I sort of just started new, which is, that does happen, but I think, you know, music changes so quickly and it's a punished writing sometimes because you sort of, you know, like... What else really do you do in life where you work that hard and get that excited about something and then you change your mind and dump it? It's weird.
I've just got the photos through.
Oh, you got the photos, yeah.
We might have to put one up on our Instagram account. Is this the first time that you've dressed up as a girl, Guy?
It is the first time, and I look like... I flicked it through to my text message, like the group text with all the boys and brothers and my mates, and they said I look like a Thai lady boy, which I have to agree with.
Yeah, no, look,
I
mate,
look like...
I was caught out in a situation one time in Thailand, and Fitzy was there, and I ended up kissing a lady boy. You remember that?
Oh, that's right. You dressed as a giant chicken.
That's right. And I wouldn't have been surprised if you're in the lineup there, Guy. That is really sexy, mate, with a wig on.
I'm kind of beautiful. Yeah. I was weirding myself out because I was strangely getting a little bit turned on it myself, which I've never experienced before.
Of course not, never.
And then I haven't even sent you a full body shot yet. I was wearing fishnets and everything.
Oh, beauty. Keep that coming.
Guy, we've got a request, if that's okay.
Yep.
We have, and I know,
I don't do bachelor parties.
Bring your fishnet.
You know, our Fridays now have become quite important to us because we do wrap up of the week. I'm a little bit nervous. Tomorrow I'm going up against Illy, who's a great performer. Actually, Illy's, he's got a tour, and his support is Paces, who you've done a song with as well.
Yes,
a great man. So I've got Illy tomorrow, but look, we would love to get you in. I know you'd be up for wrap-up of the week at some stage, and you're very good at that. Well, you've done it before. You've done it once before, but we've had a request from someone else to go head-to-head with you.
Okay. Who's that?
And this could be the first time that you compete against this guy for a very long time. Shannon Noel wants to go head-to-head with Guy Sebastian in wrap-up of the week.
Oh, gee whiz. So that's tomorrow, is it?
No, not tomorrow.
You're okay. Don't panic.
So Illy's tomorrow.
Illy's tomorrow. And look, Shannon's busy at the moment
Marlin
as well.
Marlin fishing tomorrow, so I'm going to struggle.
That's right. We'll find another date.
We'll lock in a date. Could be in a few weeks. It could be in a month's time. It gives you time to prepare. But Guy Sebastian, Shannon Noel, head-to-head again. You never know. We might even get Mark Holden to judge it.
I'm just saying the result's not going to change, mate. I'm always going to come out top.
Mate, we can make Australian Idol look like a warm-up. This is the big act. This is the big showdown.
That's right.
And how would you feel if we did it at the Crazy Horse?
Mate, how was your post? A photo of you pinned against the wall with a Shannon Noel joke. Just brilliant work.
Oh, yes. You know, I did ring him before.
Yeah,
did you?
Because people are on there going, oh, what a massive turn. Like, Shannon would be so pissed. I actually rang him before. Shannon's a mate, so I didn't want to upset him. So I said, mate, right, if I post this, he's like, go for it, mate.
All right, well, you can sort it out over a rap battle in a couple of weeks, mate. Great to chat.
Absolutely. See you, boys.
Good on you, brother. Okay, there's a viral video that's come out overnight. So I'm going to... This is the scene, right? So it's they're on the farm.
Yep.
There's a dad and a mum are on the balcony. They're filming and they've got a little fella. He would be around about... He'd be about 4 or 5 years of age.
Sure.
He's gone out in the farm and there's cows out there sort of laying down in the field, Sarah. Mm-hmm. And the kid's running towards one of the cows, and then the mum has gone, what's he doing? What's he doing out there? I'll let the dad set it up, all right? So here's the video.
He's trying to sneak up on that steer over there and jump on his back. I told him I'd give him
$20.
Oh, God.
That's not safe.
You're right, Emily, it's not.
Kennedy!
The cow jumps straight up and the kid goes about 3 metres into the air and lands on the ground.
So the kid jumps on the back of the cow.
Yeah, I think he popped his shoulder and broke a collarbone.
Did he really?
Only that.
Man.
$20, the old man said, if you can go and jump on the back of that cow, I'll give you $20.
Did he get the 20?
Yeah, he got the $20 because he got on the back of the cow.
I love stupid dares like that.
Stupid dads
dumb,
or dares? Who
dares.
Says to their own kid, go and jump on the back of a cow?
Well, 13, 20, 14, if you've ever injured your kids or if your parents ever injured you when you were a kid, we'd love to hear from you, 13, 20, 14. Do you know what Lenny's got? And it's not really sort of my fault. I was chasing him around the house, though. But you know how Lenny's ran into a couple of fences and he's got the big bulge on his head and stuff like that? He did the top of his gum and it bled, right? We didn't think anything of it. His tooth, luckily, he hasn't got his new teeth yet, but it's starting to go dark.
Oh, it's dead.
Well, so he killed the nerve.
He's killed the nerve in his front tooth.
Does that mean the next one will grow, though, or that will
now be a
gap?
No, well, I don't know, Sarah.
Because you've just killed the nerve.
He'll lose his baby tooth, and then when he gets his new one... I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Be dead.
He's going to have a gap.
Have you not thought about that until now?
No.
You're as bad as a dad chucking a kid on a cow.
BJ and I have been saying, oh, no, he'll just get a new one. He'll get his new one.
No.
You can say that about his arm when it falls off.
I don't know. The new one coming through would be a completely new tooth with a new nerve, wouldn't it?
I don't think nerves just reappear like
that. There is a dentist, 13-24-10.
A mate of mine I went to school with, he's got a scar on the top of his head, and that was from Dad coming home, having a good time and throwing the kids up in the air, and whoopsie-daisy, the old ceiling fan.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yep, that's straight into it. Split his head open. He was three at the time.
Joe's giving us a call from Walgett. Joe, what did your dad do?
We're heading down to go water skiing, and Dad was driving his old Holden Road AOU, and I went to jump on the back, and the old shoelaces got caught under the back wheel, and under I went.
Oh, my God. What was the damage, Joe?
Oh, well, I had a few cracks in my neck and got airlifted to Sydney at the time, but I'm good as gold now.
Oh, God. Well, the ute was okay, though?
The ute was all right. Tire marks popped a few. Popped a few bloody lines in my face.
But, Joe. Dad would have been freaking out too. Julie's given us a call from Camden. What did your parents do, Jules?
Hi, guys. My mum and dad dislocated my arms putting my floaties on when we were in our pool when I was really little. I think I was about three.
Jeez, that's yeah, because you don't put them on when they're blown up. That's a bit hard to get them on.
Don't you?
Yeah.
No.
I'm the firstborn, so obviously I was the test dummy, I guess, and they worked that out pretty quick. It didn't work like that.
Did you pop your shoulder or your elbow, Jules?
I don't really remember. It was probably in my elbow.
Oh man, that's painful.
Yeah, what did they do? Throw you from three stories high and hope that you landed in the floaties?
She would have been crying her eyes out as well, and Dad would have gone, look, you'll be all right now. You'll chuck her in the pool.
Oh, God.
She'll have a good time.
Sue, welcome to the show. What happened to you?
Oh, hi, yeah. My dad actually was trying to cut down a tree and thought he would throw a rope over, tie it onto the limb, half cut through the limb.
Yep.
Then he tied the other bit of rope to the car because he wanted to dislodge it. He had me holding onto the other end of the rope because he didn't want the branch falling on the house. So he took off in the car and I shot up the tree about 4 metres once the branch dropped. He nearly killed me. Lucky I didn't hit any branches going up.
On the way up. That's the worst idea I've ever heard, Sue.
You can imagine Dad in the car as well going, Sue, you ready? I'm about to go.
3, 2, 1.
Funny thing was the neighbour across the road, he was about, I don't know, 102 kilos, and he could have tied the rope around himself and he would have been solid as. Yeah. I was about, I don't know, probably about 8 stone at the time.
Oh.
But, yeah, I just took straight up the tree.
Jesus, Sue, lucky to be here for the story. Thanks for your call.
Tom from Sydenham's given us a call. What did your dad do, Tom?
I was playing a game of hide and seek in the dryer, and there was a few clothes in there, and he actually turned it on while I was in there.
Oh, no, Tommy, no. How long were you in the dryer for?
Bruises.
How long were you in there for, mate?
Yeah, I was playing a game of hide and seek in there, and I put some sheets in front of the screen.
Oh, Tommy. And how long did you spin around for before he realised?
About 10 rotations, pretty quick.
Oh, were you just screaming, Tommy, as soon as it started?
He worked it out when the sheets were a bit heavy and it was sort of making a few...
Oh, my God. I mean, how long would you actually last if that was the case? Not long, I would have thought. Tommy, that's scary stuff.
Oh, okay. Now, we're talking... Lenny, my little fella, has run into a... With his face, he's run into sort of a pole that was coming down the stairway, and his gums were bleeding, but, like, a couple of weeks later now, his tooth is going dead, like it's going dark. So I said to BJ, everything should be fine because he'll get his new tooth soon, his adult tooth.
Mm.
You guys think that it might be like that forever if his nerve is dead.
Yeah, it can't grow back.
We need a dentist or someone works at a dentist. My mum does. Claire Fitzgerald, welcome to the show, Mum.
Good morning, guys.
Okay. Sorry to get you up, Claire. You probably just jumped out of the shower or something, have you?
How did you know that?
I'm outside the window. Good to have you on the show. Nude again, Claire.
You got X-ray eyes there or something.
No. So, Mum.
Not a good sight, yeah.
Mum, is your grandson, is he going to have a dead tooth even with the new one coming through?
No, he won't. The one that's gone black now is dead.
Yep.
The nerve has died in that tooth. But the second tooth coming over, which probably won't come down until about he's 6 or 7.
Yeah.
You know, his permanent tooth. See, this is just his baby tooth. But that won't be affected at all.
See, Greg Clay has tweeted us as well and said, Fitzy, I had a black baby tooth. Adult tooth was absolutely fine.
How
that's
old's
good.
Lenny, yeah. though?
Lenny is 4, just about
so
to turn 4.
So he's got 2 to 3 years of having a black tooth or an empty hole.
And see, that's the problem, because the nerve has died, so it can inflame or infect. And the trouble is, he's going to have that situation for at least 2-3 years.
Yeah, well, he's not trying to pick up girls yet, Mum.
And he can't, you can't take the tooth out. That would be another option. But then he's got a gap there. But then not only that, the other teeth can...
grow over
go
the top.
Go skew-if.
Well, that, no, they come down crooked. Crooked, you know, like they fill in gaps and stuff. So it's like a space maintainer. That tooth in there at the moment is like a space maintainer with the other teeth.
Well, what do you do then, Claire? Can you get the dead tooth whitened?
No, it wouldn't be worth it. He just has to have it black, but the thing is you just got to keep monitoring it.
He's got a job interview tomorrow as well. I've told him he's got to stop paying his wife.
Concerns me, Claire. He's going to look like Cousin Shane, who's lost all his teeth from his homemade bourbon.
But the thing is what you got to do, because the worst thing is, see, it could blow up on him and it could swell up his whole face. You know, like it's infection.
Well, yeah, that's probably taken a bit too far now, Mum.
Anything
can
happen.
Well, it's not, but that's what can happen. That is the worst case scenario.
Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Claire. Go and put some clothes on.
Jesus, losing his keys already, for God's sake.
Yeah, love you, Mum.
Love you.
Love you, Claire. Bye-bye. Lizzie and Whipper. Nova.